From the 5280 Studios, this is From the Ground Up, our new ongoing podcast with a different team from the Weekend Geek Update. We don't want to make you forget Weekend Geek Update, but these guys for sure must have their say, must have their due, and we will be diving into sci-fi, horror, Lego characters floating in beer.
Guinness.
I apologize. So tonight's roundtable for From the Ground Up, Smurf here, along with
Indy,
Dwight,
and Jeff Doan.
Oh, you have to add your last name. Look at you. I'll
have a short first name.
Please make sure you fill the checks out correctly.
Yes. So this week, we have a huge background, all of us, in sci-fi, I think, right? Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. I mean, we're Ghostbusters.
I was born in 78. I've seen a lot.
And with that said, what brought this about was the fact that Universal Studios has unleashed a new ride. And it's a Walking Dead ride. And I don't know how I feel about this.
Call it a ride, per se. It's a walk-through live-action attraction.
It's a ride for your wallet.
Yeah. Do you think so? Do you think it's some jumping on the Walking Dead bandwagon and saying, okay, we're just going to suck the money out of you on this one, too?
Let me say this quickly. Walt Disney used his park to advertise his films, and all parks since have drawn from that yes, you're walking through a big commercial sponsored by another company, and Walking Dead is just that. So, of course, but people want to enter that world and enjoy something year-round other than just, you know, waiting for October to come around.
Now, you have a big background in Scream parks, theme parks, all of that, Indy. What do you think about them doing a Walking Dead attraction?
I think it's great. I think Universal kind of dragged their heels for some reason because they had a lot of success from their Frankenstein attraction in Hollywood, California, and didn't do anything after that for some reason. They changed it a few times, and people were waiting for something exciting to come that was permanent, and they finally got one.
Do you think they had a hard time getting the licensing? Is that Chinese food?
It's Chinese food.
Chinese food! Okay, that's better. So Chinese food has been picked up. We're good.
It's so heavy.
All right, so now with Ghostbusters, with Walking Dead and Universal, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to go. You got people in makeup walking around scaring people?
Just a few. There were a lot for the opening, but when the thing becomes normal daily operation, not so much.
How do you put that on a resume? Scarer? Walking Dead
professional
stunt?
Professional scarecter, is, I believe.
Is that the technical term for it?
That is the technical term.
It just makes me want to punch something.
Don't get angry, Dwight. Get even.
Dwight's just like, yeah, don't like that idea.
I majorly have concerns about the attraction, guys. I mean, 2012 was the first year for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios to use a Walking Dead theme, and it has been continuous since then. It has been the main theme for their whole event in October, and then they just recycled everything that they already had for this attraction. That's why it was within several months of announced, you know, being prepared to actually opening. That doesn't normally happen on a ride. So I definitely have major, major concerns with the concept of this.
I would rather see, like, Dr. Horrible, like, personally, a permanent attraction.
A live-action sing-along.
Yeah, that would be fun.
There's money in that.
There is. Copyright pending.
That's right.
So with that said, now that Universal has this attraction, let's focus on zombies. Now, there's been a fair amount of zombies through the course of history, and I don't know which zombie I care more for, because you've got running zombies, vegetarian zombies, decomposing zombies, crawlers, walkers, hoppers, swimmers,
bloaters,
floaters,
leakers,
and tweakers. But is there one zombie preferable to all the rest of them? You like that?
I like tweakers. Tweakers seem pretty real in today's age.
I'm not really dead. I'm just hopped up on a super sugar high that never ends.
I'm thinking more of the Miami bath salt incident, which brought zombies to real life for once. It was fantastic, and made news around the world. I love
bad
it.
Press for Macbeth.
Back in early, I don't want to say about 2009.
Say
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Tweaker on bath salts ate a guy's face off in Miami. Was shot by police about 8 to 10 times before they took him down.
Shut up!
You never heard that?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic! It's the most realistic zombie attack we've had.
I've heard about zombie bees, but I haven't heard about some dude getting mellowed out on Epsom salts and
turned into Swiss cheese.
It's a potent drug. It has a similar effect that PCP does. It makes you not impervious to pain, but you just kind of don't care as much. So
you get really hot too. You got to strip off all your clothes, so it's a naked zombie chasing.
And you can take.
Oh my god!
A lot of bullets. Like it takes quite a bit to take you down.
Wow. Okay. So. Okay.
I made the news of Facebook and everything was blowing up with the real zombie apocalypse is upon us.
It caused a little bit of a panic on social media at the time too. It was.
Of course, now there's no mention of it.
Yeah,
and it went nowhere.
Just,
Pokemon Zombie Go. See, we could make.
That's
why is that?
Zombie.
Yes.
It's all those people just stumbling around the streets on their phones, playing Pokemon Go. That's our. That's
Undead Lives Matter, man.
Yeah.
Undead it. Lives. They do
it's
matter.
Coming, it's coming soon to a parade near you.
So, when I watch Walking Dead, because let's face it, that's probably the staple right now for zombies. I still wonder how a zombie can sneak up on somebody.
They bite their own tongue? I don't know. That's all I got. Thank you.
Thing.
I mean, they're not fast moving. They're not like Romero's new Day of the Dead zombies where they freaking run after you.
Well, not like our Resident Evil Umbrella Corp zombies either.
Oh, we don't talk about that game.
Why don't we talk about that game?
Let's step into this further.
Why don't we talk about that game?
Because that game is atrocious. I haven't even played it. I don't want to ever play it. It's a first-person shooter turned into a Resident Evil game. It's nothing like the original games. Hell, even the hell was the name of it? In the early 2000s, it was a first-person shooter that came out. That was Resident Evil first. I just can't remember the name of it. But even that was a little bit better. It was more of the classic Resident Evil shuffling zombies. This game is so far out of touch with the original source material that it's crummy. You're not even have to play it. And it didn't have any publicity. It was like a direct-to-DVD movie. It's like, you want to try it, but you're not going to pay for it. It's already down to like $40, and it came out like a month ago.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Wow.
So, Resident Evil, not a good game.
This one. It's called Umbrella Corp or something like that. It's not.
Yeah.
It's kind of a side game. It's not. It doesn't really have a real story to it. Apparently it's all about running around. You shoot the zombie, then you get their DNA or something to. And that's all you do. For
Should have been called the Harvester.
Seven missions, and all you do is run around collecting samples so you can, do something.
Cure the zombie.
You're part of Umbrella Corporation. You're not the STARS members or, a random civilian or anything. You're the STARS, Umbrella Corp, I'm assuming either UBCS or their other special team.
Whatever special ops they have.
Yeah.
Literally sounds like Zombie Apocalypse Live that 13th Floor does.
It was pretty, same idea. Which, you just run around, they come at you, shoot.
Yeah, theirs is a live version with laser tag guns. You are attempting to collect some sort of genetic-based component as you're going through, and you shoot actors with laser tag guns.
It's stupid because they have your standard shooter game controls, so you can duck behind things and take cover. What are you taking cover from? They're zombies. They're not shooting back at you. There's no reason for cover unless there's some kind of stealth.
Throwing their teeth at you.
And there's no stealth element to it.
Send more zombies with working legs, stat.
Yeah, it's like throwing their limbs at you. I don't know.
So what is, in your mind then, the definitive zombie movie? What is the one that you have to see? And if you say that clown zombie movie from Vegas you showed me, I'm going to punch you in the cock.
No.
Because that thing was horrible. Funny, but horrible.
I have my favorites.
I like Clowns from Outer Space.
Clowns from it's good.
That the makeup was actually pretty damn good. I love the masks.
I don't know. Are we talking new age or are we talking old school?
I don't know. What for you?
New age for me is Zombieland. I think it is one of the perfect blends of comedy and horror in the way that.
Are you saying this just because Bill Murray's in it?
No. Okay. No.
Bill Evan Murray.
Bill Evan Murray.
Follow the money.
We get to see. I'm saying it from a variety of standpoints. It's a survival movie. We're trying to make it from point A to point B. You're teaming up as you go. But we get to see a variety of different types of zombies. You get the running zombies. You get the staggering zombies. You get your full-blown feel.
Bitey zombies.
You even get a toilet zombie.
Yeah.
It's true. That's happened. Yeah, that was messy.
And I did like I really wish they would do a series or something, because the zombie kill of the week was awesome, where the lady drops a piano on the one zombie.
Did you see the Amazon trial? Did anybody see the Amazon trial of Zombieland?
No.
Where they tried to turn it into an actual weekly series. It was one of those kind of like a voting sort of thing where it didn't receive enough votes, it died. And it did absolutely terrible because it was not the original cast. But it was funny. They ended up realizing that the Cadillac still was connected to OnStar. And so some lady on OnStar would try to connect them with other survivors, and they would then attempt to go find them.
So OnStar is still operational.
OnStar, there is one lady in the OnStar office still talking.
Just held up in OnStar.
Just held up in OnStar.
That is awesome.
And one of the funniest scenes in it is they go to his grandparents' place to check on him, and his grandparents are zombies and bite him, but they have dentures. So the dentures are just stuck hanging onto his shirt, like flapping in the wind behind him as he's running away. It was very, very good. It used a lot of the similar sort of humor that you saw in Scout's Guide.
But see, what made Zombieland for me, God help me with saying this, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
He made that movie for me. He really did.
It's true. He was an absolutely fantastic contribution to the film. I couldn't imagine anyone else really doing that role better. I love him.
No, exactly.
So if that's the case, then what about Shaun of the Dead?
Fantastic. I like it because we're seeing these horror movies that come out these days that are gorn. That is literally what they are. They're gore and they're porn. Let's show some tits. Let's do some blood. And that is all they've turned into. We took the slasher movies from the 70s, and we progressed past the Friday the 13th sort of vibe to where you cannot watch a horror movie without a pair of tits in it now.
That's the norm. Not true. I like that, first of all.
Everyone loves a damsel in distress.
Well, that was one of the pulls for me for horror movies back in the day.
The point of those is it's like that life lesson thing. They're getting naked.
And they're going to die.
They're underage or whatever. And, yeah, they're doing something they shouldn't be doing, so...
They're going to die.
Yeah.
But that back then, that was more the reason.
Hairy palms just didn't stick.
If it's going to be a...
To each other, they did.
Well, that's Velcro.
But check it out, though. Zombieland, we have a strong, empowered female who's not the damsel in distress. In the end, yes,
they are.
And they're stuck in the theme park.
We're going to go to a theme park, turn on the lights, and no one's going to get attracted. That's retarded. Come on.
They scam them twice for all their equipment, gear,
because
and survival
they're
needs.
Boobs and dudes are stupid.
Even in the apocalypse.
Yes.
I don't know.
I have a hard time with a lot of the zombie movies or monster movies or whatever you want to call horror movies. I'm personally not a fan of horror movies that much. I really don't. I don't know. There's usually so little backstory. There's not much to it. It's just this thing exists and it's going to kill everybody.
Well,
some people really like that.
Army of Darkness had a pretty awesome backstory.
But most are a standard formula. I got to give Dwight that.
I liked Zombieland. It was funny. It was a little bit suspenseful. There was a little bit of a twist to it and everything. But I like my viruses to have a reason. I like my science. Walking Dead tried that a little bit, though they are wonky about their science.
Well, you got Walking Dead who's saying that everybody's got the virus. Everyone's infected
if you die.
Because it doesn't let the tissue break down. It will reanimate you somehow. But how everybody got the virus is still unknown. And then, of course, the CDC went up.
That's what I was going to say.
That's why it's not the movie series. The movie series is terrible. But the Resident Evil games meant so much to me because of the story. There was a huge story in there. It wasn't just about surviving. It was learning the history of the company that built this, learning the history of how the company became this worldwide leader in your typical pharmaceuticals, but was also this basically global monopoly on bioweaponry in the background. And you look at zombie movies, monster movies, what happens? They all start after the apocalypse or as it's starting. And there's no reasoning for the zombies most of the time. What was it, 28 days later, they kind of went in with the rage virus thing. But it was more just to explain why it happens so fast.
Right. How
like
quick
they
it
needed. Yeah, they needed to explain the virus enough to know that, you know, you get a drop of blood in your eye and 20 seconds later you're done.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, okay. From that standpoint, I kind of agree, but at others, I don't want to know. Okay, perfect example is Tremors. The first one was great. I love Tremors. Don't know why the worms were there. They were just taking people out. It wasn't until later that they tried to explain them that you're all like, okay, this is stupid.
Yeah, but that's backtracking. That's like in the new Independence Day.
It's
taking the source material and going, shit, we need to up the ante and figure out more plot. And in order to go further in a plot, they need to create this backstory to explain the plot. Else there's no reason to have a sequel. And of course, what is it, Tremors 5 now?
Something like that. Something ridiculous.
On Netflix.
It's giving Sharknado a run for the money.
Yeah, but that's different. Sharknado...
It's meant to be dumb. It's meant to be funny.
Sharknado
that's
was
where
exactly what
money.
It needed to be.
Yes. Right up there with Ghost Simulator.
That's why I did so well.
Oh, my God.
And we broke Smurf.
Are you guys actually watching Sharknado?
No. A bit.
Of course.
You are a liar. Look at that. You're just like outright lie.
It's 3 a.m. No one's awake. It's the only time I'm safe.
It's about tornadoes with sharks in them.
They get sucked up from the water and they rain down on people. Malice,
just
biting,
snapping.
Just because
you're a meteorologist.
They're extratropical cyclones spinning the wrong way, though. Coming in from the Pacific and hitting California, it's spinning anticyclonically, which means...
Careful, folks. You might learn something today.
Which means in the Northern Hemisphere, which means it should be a high-pressure system, which a...
This is the only thing inaccurate with Sharknado.
That's right, the only thing.
That was my biggest problem, yes.
The nitpickery.
The sharks in the tornado, I'm okay with. It's how the tornado is spinning that
I'm
rubbing me raw.
5 minutes online and figure out that the spin goes this way. Or look at a map and look at pictures of
well, as soon as they go online, they're distracted by what happened to poor What's-Her-Face that's in the movie with them from American Pie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
she's
still gonna get work somehow.
Yes,
you know,
thing.
Like it's about as people. Ridiculous as Piranha 2 back in the day.
Flying Piranha were
flying
awesome.
Piranhas. That's about it's to the same level as Sharknado, in my opinion.
Wow.
Zombie.
See now, there we go. A tornado
that
full of zombies.
That is brilliant. I love that idea. Don't you? Where to make that happen?
It's not the winds that kill you; it's what's inside them. It's true.
I can't argue with that wind.
Yeah, there's no arguing that
we
one.
We have a tagline for that when that comes out.
It's like the Wizard of Oz. It's not the tornado that kills you; it's what's in it. It's like Twister, where he holds up in the barn, and they got like all the tools and everything in there to kill people.
Yeah,
who are these people?
They're upset that a farmer has tools.
Yeah, no. I was like, okay. Yeah. So with the zombies So you're saying yours is comedy.
I enjoy the roller coaster ride that it gives you because it is like breaks your suspense by giving you a laugh here and there, and then it has a couple good pop-ups here and there. So I hate modern zombie movies that anytime something jumps out, they got to throw a shit ton of bass in it just to scare you.
That's, well, it's not about the treble, it's about the bass.
They're not
pump up the treble, pump up the treble.
They're not trying anymore. It's just it's a formula that works for them. It's pumping out B movies with A movie budgets.
But that's why Cabin in the Woods was funny, though, is because they used the formula concept to say, this is what we got going on, this is how horror movies are, now let's throw a twist on it.
What killed me is
spoilers.
No spoilers. What killed
me... If you haven't seen the movie, see it.
See it. It's amazing. What I liked about it was somebody asked Joss Whedon if he was going to do a sequel.
Whedon.
And he's like, did you see the movie? I mean, it's pretty much, well... That's it.
It wraps it up pretty well.
There are no loose ends at the end of this film. Done. So I was so impressed with Cabin in the Woods at the end of that.
It took me a couple times to appreciate it.
Really?
For what it really was, to be able to sit there and watch it and to notice the little nuances throughout the movie. Every time you watch it, you seem to notice more and more with it.
I love the bet board. The betting board freaking killed me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was amazing. Just to have that, okay, everyone just trade enough money. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Z Nation.
Ugh. First of all, the movie is nothing like the book.
Which is very true, and it's disgusting what they did to that book.
I've heard the book, first of all, the book has a much, this is another thing I hate about the zombie movies, is there's no twist ending. All these twist endings end the same way. They almost make it, and then they don't. That's not a twist ending anymore. If you can expect that they're going to get to an island and be like, we're safe. And
like then, Dawn of the Dead, where they get on the boat. I'm like, that was the dumbest idea. Where are you going to go on a boat?
But that's their quote-unquote twist ending now, is just getting somewhere, being safe for five seconds,
and
then
Walking
one
Dead
last jump scare.
Took that whole concept for a nice little ride.
Shit. Don't even get me started on Fear the Walking Dead. Those guys are just jackasses.
But Z Nation, the book, is all about how humanity survives.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't read it, like I said.
Well, even like Walking Dead, Walking Dead is referenced to the actual people that are still alive. I mean, they're considered the Walking Dead. It's not even
right,
the zombies.
It's funny how The Walking Dead refuses to call them zombies. I've always wondered if that's a social commentary somehow. They call them walkers, as if the word zombie never existed in pop culture in that universe.
In that world. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the TV series that's funny with zombies?
I know what you're referencing,
Is it new?
No, they've already done two seasons.
It's on Sci-Fi, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And I've watched it a couple of times, and it's actually relatively hilarious. And the makeup on it, and actually one of... look it up. What the hell? You can be our intern, too. Tess, who does the... who's on...
Intern Jeff.
Intern Jeff.
Intern Jeff
Dunn. Ricky. Intern Ricky Jeff Dunn.
Jeff Dunn.
Jeff Dunn.
Jeff Dunn. Jeffrey. I'm sorry calling you Jeff.
Dunn. Right.
Yeah, whatever. So Tess, who's on Face Off, does the makeup for that show, and it's hilarious and a great job.
Oh, you know what? That actually brings to another point. As I'm Googling this,
mm-hmm.
One of the first things that popped up was iZombie, which is kind of a whole different
take on the zombie
thing.
It's
very different. But I wouldn't say I hate it, though. I've actually found it kind of entertaining to see the whole crime scene aspect of this CSI style TV show combined with zombies. It's a very weird take on it.
So you have this, and then you also, if you haven't seen it yet, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies has actually come out to video just a couple weeks ago, and they approached...
That was so good.
I heard it's good.
It was so good.
It's unusual. I don't know. I watched it, but I don't know how I felt at the end of it. I was kind of like, okay, so Doctor Who is in it, and a bunch of hot chicks killing zombies, and yeah, okay. But zombies that can talk, and they don't completely convert to Z Nation TV series. Yeah, that's it.
Right. Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
So I think you guys were referring to World War Z previously.
Yes, and for the book.
This is Z Nation, which
I was definitely talking about
World War Z. Was Max Brooks' book that came out, which they butchered with the nice teeth clicking zombies in the movie. Yeah. And Z Nation is the comedy series on Sci-Fi Channel that employs a lot of the same sort of comedy which we've seen in Zombieland and a lot of these other zombie comedy movies. It's just a long-standing series instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all that ranting I said, that was
World War Z.
Hey, which there's a sequel coming out, so you can rant on that too.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah, it's in the works.
Can it not be in the works?
Yep. Can we just not do it? Can we just say no?
It doesn't work that way in Hollywood anymore.
I'd rather see another Day of the Dead remake, relaunch, whatever they're going to do with that than...
Yeah, I wonder how it ends this time.
Yeah.
I like the shopping mall. That was kind of good.
You know, it was a nice concept. It was one of those spots where everybody would try to go to, which is terrible nowadays. Everybody talks about, just go to Costco. Are you kidding me? You and everybody else is going to try to hold up in Costco.
Uh-huh.
It's a bad idea these days.
I was trying to think. Zombie apocalypse happens. You can't get out of the city. It's just impossible. Where do you go?
That's I don't have a comment for that one because everyone will tell you, fictional and factual, get out of the city. If you're stuck in the city, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
The city will eat itself alive.
Mm-hmm.
I think I go under the city. Denver's full of steam vents, tunnels, and things which interconnect.
This isn't the buildings. Ninja Turtles. You don't have.
I hated those movies.
You don't have giant. I'm not talking about the movies, just in general.
There's
you
no
don't
pizza
have giant
parlor down there.
Sewers. You can.
I don't know. Could you get
all the government buildings in downtown Denver, from the Capitol to the courthouse, are all connected via tunnels?
Don't forget DIA.
First of all, find a...
The Illuminati conspiracy?
Exactly.
If you can find a large truck, find a large truck.
I'm going to the jail.
It's your best bet against the... Well, it depends on what kind of zombies we're talking about. Hordes and stuff. You can try to push through them better. Plus, you have high ground if you needed it. Unless we're talking World War Z zombies that turn into a pyramid.
That can climb on top of each other?
Look, it's a barrel of monkeys. Oh, I'm sorry. It's
a barrel of zombies. Right. So, I don't know. The city will basically crumble and fall apart. Right. There's no easy way out.
The jail and the courthouse are connected via tunnel. That's how they transport inmates to court. So, that
stay
would
in there.
Probably be my pick.
How long do you personally wait it out? I mean, okay, so, Indy, let's take a stock of your house.
All right.
Zombie apocalypse happens tomorrow. How much food do you have? Do you think you could survive, stretched it out, board up the house, and just stay inside?
3 weeks.
I
don't know about that.
Have you seen the way he eats?
I would honestly say your safest bet is a high rise. You have an office building with elevators that are probably broken down, but there's always stairs. Every office has its own door. Every section that is its own... company has its own doors, so there's plenty of barricades, plus there's a million floors to go to, and every floor has its own vending machine.
Yeah, but the vending machine, small. Well, I guess you live off Cheetos for a while. A
30-floor building, you're not going to live well, but you're going to be eating a lot of Snickers, but it's better than...
You're not you when you're hungry.
Make sure the bathroom floor is above you.
Yeah, you turn into a zombie when you're hungry.
You don't want the bathroom floor below you.
But it's safer than going house to house. Because in the event of a zombie apocalypse, what's the first thing people are going to stop doing? Going to work.
Pooping.
They're going to stop going to work.
That's true.
Downtown is going to be only populated by the undead.
You have completely opened my eyes. This is a brilliant concept. I am now on Team Dwight on this.
So you're going to hit an office building.
If Dwight will let me join.
If you can barricade the lowest floor, you've got a million floors, and plus you got high ground in the event that there are evacuation choppers or anything in the region. But oftentimes you also have an attached parking garage, so there might be cars available for whatever you need.
In case you need to get out.
Yeah.
So, how do you deal with the human element?
The other people?
Yes.
Well, in all likelihood, as Jeff has pointed out, I'm probably the only one who's thinking about this. Everybody else is going to Costco because that's the popular trope nowadays.
That's a social media campaign started by Costco. I'm 100% behind that. Is anybody else on board with this? This is just a marketing campaign for Costco.
Look at us. We
probably. All these Facebook
food
memes.
And guns. Food and guns.
When the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going to Costco.
So
brought to you by Costco.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
They don't sell guns anymore. Most of
true. No. So I went to the military supply store.
Yes.
And I was picking up MREs.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're a necessity. They had a zombie apocalypse MRE pack.
Yes.
Right there. And it's standard. It lasts for about 3 weeks. I'm like, well, they don't really think the zombie apocalypse is going to last that long, do they?
There's actually a zombie apocalypse store in Vegas.
What?
And that is all it is. It's a military surplus store, but instead of calling it a military surplus store, they've relabeled it as a zombie apocalypse store. And the outside facade of this store is just tons and tons of zombies just trying to get into this store with military vehicles out front and everything. It's pretty awesome looking,
so
actually.
So 3 weeks might actually be quite effective. First of all, if you have two of those, that's 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But
true.
I can't remember who did it, but I think it was Neil deGrasse Tyson did a quick video a while back. For those of you who don't know, he's one of the brilliant minds of science these days. But he's also, he's hip, he's with it,
he's
cool.
He's down with the lingo.
But he did a video a while back regarding zombies and what, if it was possible, how movies get it wrong, how books get it wrong. First of all, he's totally on board with they're not running. The required energy, coming out of the body, the fact that your tissues aren't getting blood because your heart's not pumping. So the reanimation, well, it depends on how you go with your reanimation, depending on what movie you go by. If there's any kind of circulation going on, then that would technically be the only way that, you know, cells live enough to move. Your muscles need to be able to breathe. But you're not breathing, so there's no oxygenation. So basically, any zombie that did survive
is not running.
Is not moving very fast, if they move at all. But just because it reanimates the body doesn't mean the cells are working as they were. So you're talking reanimation, they start moving around, they try to eat, but there's no digestive system, so they're not getting the nutrients. So there's no cell replication. So the decay sets in immediately.
So you're thinking,
within 3 weeks, your zombies basically go extinct because they've wiped themselves out.
Yeah.
And that's actually a concept that has been considered for the evolution of the zombies in The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead takes place, it's kind of like 24, where each season it's only a small step in time.
Yes.
And if you watch from season 1 to whatever the hell season it is now, 18.
Five.
It feels like it's 18. There's fewer zombies.
Yep.
They look worse.
Yep.
And they aren't as big of a threat. What are most episodes now? It's just talking people. You know,
most of it is,
Most of them, most of the deaths are from other people now, which also makes sense. But there's a theory that the progression of these zombies in this short time span, in terms of how long the show is going, is that progression. That there's an eventuality coming in the near future that they go extinct.
So they just wipe themselves out, just out of pure
now,
rigor mortis and decay and all of that. So
the virus is still there.
Yes. Because virus not going away. Everyone's got it. So if that's the case, then are you of the school of thought that animals are immune to becoming zombies?
It's a realistic expectation. There are a lot of viruses, a lot of bacteria that can't transfer between species.
There was a horrible independent... no, wait a minute. Independent? Or is it across the sea? A zombie sheep called Black Sheep.
Where, yes, it is. It is horrible, but so funny. Zombie sheep bites you, and then you turn into a zombie sheep.
It was about as bad as Zombiever.
Zombievers was worse.
Zombiever was
the name of that was enough to make me cringe.
But this was actually an idea that was built upon in the 70s. There was a movie called When Animals Attack. And what that was is a group of hikers are up in the mountains. The ozone layer is causing some flare sort of stuff to go on. And it's kind of causing the animals to go a little bit crazy because they're a little bit more hypersensitive to us, to it than us. And they attack the hikers. And it was actually not terrible. It was pretty entertaining to see them picked off one by one by, you know, like hawks and whatnot.
That's almost as bad as like the zombies on the moon and shit.
You can blame Nazis. That's exactly from Black Ops. Like, you can blame Black Ops for all that.
You think I'm so? Sorry. You're gonna blame that all on Call of Duty.
I'm blaming all of that on Call of Duty. That's where that all came from, in my opinion.
Man, I was always terrible at that. You never get through like the first three rounds.
I mean, that game when you did the zombie and you got to be like one of the presidents. Of course, I'm like Nixon running around shooting people. Freaking awesome. But you're not lying. Those levels were intense. There was no...
Yeah. You have to...
Getting through that easily.
Regulate your ammo, regulate what guns you pick up,
mm-hmm.
you decide to barricade. I mean, I had coworkers. Of course, as an EMT, you have a lot of downtime. So we'd sit down and play video games. Yeah, and they were good. They'd get it into the double-digit rounds. I don't know how the hell they did it. I could never get it past... The first couple, I'd die so fast.
It'd be over. So, Indy's over there looking at the progression of the zombies on his tablet.
Yeah, and I'm very upset that they're not including Fido. It's a
really?
Full zombie movie.
Mm. Fido wasn't bad.
Was it ZCOM or whatever the company was that?
Yeah, ZCOM invented a collar that makes zombies domestic. That it stops their desire for flesh eating and they become trainable, like sort of like slaves, but more like pets. They're slaves.
So that kind of goes back to, well, there's a couple movies that have done that. It was the one I was talking about earlier. Before
Shaun of the Dead
here.
Kind of ends with that.
And no one wants to repeat that Bill Connolly played Fido.
What?
They don't say it. I don't know what the hell. Carrie Ann Moss played the mother. What the hell, people?
It's very funny for people who have no idea what we're talking about. I had no idea about this till Indy showed it to me. It is very 50s style comedy, Leave It to Beaver, except the zombie apocalypse has already occurred, and now zombies are domesticated and are kept.
Let me read the synopsis here, because I'm just going to just say everything you're saying is just
much better.
I love you.
It made sense to me.
So when a cloud of space dust causes the dead to rise as ravenous zombies, the ZomCom Corp emerges to conquer the creatures and domesticate them to become mental? Menial. I can't read. Menial workers and pets for humans. Now in an idyllic town, a skeptical boy... Well, I'll stop there because why bother seeing the movie then? But basically, you get it. These collars just turn them into... domesticated workforce.
Bill Connolly alone is just the reason to see this movie.
Yeah. He plays the best zombie ever. And there's some romance. Gross, but there it is.
Zombie porn just doesn't need to happen.
I said romance. There's no romance in porn.
I honestly didn't know.
There's money.
I'm glad you admitted that.
I didn't know.
Wow, that's
name.
Progress for me, I guess.
See, I didn't know
You're
my
moving
name.
Forward.
If you had told me it was El Duque, I would have been like, oh yeah, of course, I know him.
El Duche.
All right,
they're doing a third one.
Are they really?
Rumors.
Yeah.
But what were you going with? Yeah, the zombie timeline.
So the zombie timeline. What? Okay, so the first zombie film is when?
God.
Well, it's in the 40s. I walked with a zombie, a Canadian nurse in the West Indies, minor voodoo, less horror than romance and drama. The zombie is off to a slow start. So saith the evolution of the zombie in cinema.
So 1940s our first zombie.
Yep, 43.
Oh.
Yeah, because it starts
voodoo
off,
zombie,
starts off
though.
More. Well, that's the origin
of the zombie.
Yes, voodoo.
It's So it starts off more.
Yeah, because you got like
that's hoodoo, but whatever.
Serpent Under the Rainbow.
What?
Scares the shit out
hoodoo
of me.
Hoodoo and voodoo, they're always backwards.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it only bothers you.
Sorry, listeners. You almost learned something.
Oh, they've learned about cloud formations today.
Witchcraft.
But we start there and we work our way up to the original Dawn of the Dead.
Fortune Empire.
Now, Dawn of the Dead for me is that's the definitive zombie movie. It's hard not to. I love the ending where, you know, they wipe out all the zombies and, you know, they show up to the house and you're like, oh, well, that was quick. And, you know, it looks like a bad episode of The Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
But that's the definitive zombie movie for me.
Well, that's where it really starts
in pop culture.
Pop culture.
Yes.
Yeah, it really brought zombies into the craze. We've kind of gone back to the craze. It was
the crazies.
It was a
horrible movie.
Everybody was in the 70s.
Everything was zombies for a while back in the day, and then they've made their round again. I don't know why.
They go in cycles. The monsters, while, yeah. Vampires. Now we're to zombies.
Well, it was vampires in the early 90s. Then it was sparkly vampires in the late 2000s.
Zombies will have their run, and then they'll be over. Just like
okay.
The zombie apocalypse.
I want to give the evolution. I want to give the evolution of a zombie in cinema credit where credit is due.
Okay.
I misspoke when I said they weren't representing Fido because their timeline only goes from the 40s to 2000, and Fido came out in 2007.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Podcast coming up, so you know.
You have a podcast coming up.
Oh, that's a nice alert.
Yeah, it is.
So, going off of modern horror and modern zombies, has anybody heard about Death House coming out?
No.
Death House is going to be the Expendables of horror genre movies.
Oh, is this the one with Robert Englund's coming back in?
This one has
and
everybody.
It's everybody you loved from your 70s and 80s horror classics.
So you have Robert Englund, Doug Bradley, Kane Hodder, who is one of the first
Jasons. He's the Jason, yep.
He's the Jason that you know. Ari Lamont is not the Jason that you know.
Yep.
Sorry,
Ari. I've met.
Both really wonderful guys.
Well,
Gunnar Hansen, which is Leatherface.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking all of these guys and putting them in. They're ripping off Suicide Squad. Let's be honest. We're putting them in a facility to where we are running tests on them, and very much kind of like was it Jason X, where he's in space,
yes.
And they're researching him, putting them in environments to where we can watch how they kill people and interact. Try to figure out why they're maniacs.
Are they scooping up homeless people and letting them just have at them?
No, that is literally the plot behind this movie.
Shut up. I'm making that up.
You're already writing this movie for them.
How many?
And then they all get out.
Oh, God.
But how many of these? Of course they do.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. How many of these characters are in the same universe? I know Freddy and
None.
Jason are tech. Well, they've had Freddy versus Jason. They've had some minor crossovers, but.
They're not playing any of these characters at all.
Oh,
they're people
psychotics.
Who have played these actors, and they're going to push the line as close as they can to copyright infringement to do something very, very similar, but not. So most likely, from what I've seen on this, Robert Englund's character is going to kill people in their dreams, but he's not going to be Freddy. And
that's a huge upspike in freaking zombie
films.
We're
also going to have our Kane Hodder, Jason, as someone who kills people at campgrounds, but he's not going to be Jason. So we're going to get as close to copyright infringement as possible. My guess is this is going to go directly to DVD. They plan for it to be a Netflix movie.
I don't know.
I don't even see Netflix buying in on this at this point.
It's had enough.
Oh, they are. They give Adam Sandler a movie for those horrible films.
It's had enough publicity.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to this stuff, and I know enough about it. I know something.
Come on. They're just probably pissed they missed out the chance of getting Sharknado.
Oh, yeah. Everybody that Sharknado is. Money is pretty good.
Everybody yes. Is.
So the whole concept, though, is we're going to have every horror genre covered, very similar to Cabin in the Woods in that aspect as well. So we're going to have killers, maniacs, ghosts, zombies. Everybody is being researched within this facility, and they somehow all get loose.
Cool. Okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
It sounds decent.
I mean, I'll try watching it, I think. I have my concerns, but...
I'm sure everybody does. And Indy, your definitive zombie movie... Do you have a definitive zombie movie?
Good Lord. I'm just a classic, man, like Jeff says. You know, I enjoy the older the better. It's difficult to tear it apart. You can go ahead and dissect it, of course, and just keep reviewing and reviewing. But since I grew up in the 70s and 80s, I don't know. I guess I'm a Dawn of the Dead guy. Even the remake was all right in 85.
Yes.
No, that was Day of the Dead, excuse me.
Day of the Dead.
What am I thinking? Sequel. Yeah. So, yeah, Dawn of the Dead, 78, when I was born.
Do we consider the Deadites an Evil Dead?
Well, see, and I was going to bring that up.
I was going to say, because if so, then Evil Dead all the way.
But
do you call it a zombie?
They're demons. You're possessed by a demon.
Demon.
Which falls under the voodoo zombie type in a lot of ways.
No.
Voodoo. Really, it's voodoo.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No.
You want to... Can you give us the pronunciation of that again, Indy?
Would you do the hoodoo that you do so well?
It's a hoodoo zombie?
Sound right.
Yes, yeah, yes. Listening. Hoodoo is the magical practice of the religion voodoo.
The Necronomicon releases demons from hell that possess people.
Correctly.
Yes.
Okay. Klaatu.
Veratu.
There, I said the words.
The show is great. The show is gory as hell.
I'm so ready for season two.
Yes.
Nickel. So excited.
Definitely an N-word.
Definitely an N-word. But no, you're being possessed, not... Okay.
All right.
Not because I was going to say Army of the Dead when they bring up all the bones and all that, but that's still demons and all of that. It's not zombies. All
right. I agree.
Close. Points for trying.
Thanks.
And Dwight, you're definitive.
He's I'm trying to
searching.
Find it. I can't remember the name of it.
Day of the Dead?
One of the days.
One of the days?
Yes. There's a bunch of them, but this is the one I remember. It's the Day of the Dead from 85. It's the one that centers around this small science group that's held up in a bunker in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Here, tell me about that one. Yes.
You know, and they got a chopper mm-hmm. as well, so they go out searching for survivors here and there. And there's a whole backstory that they get into with the scientists trying to not really find. They're kind of trying to find a cure, but one of them is not so much finding a cure, but he kind of goes along with the Fido thing where he believes that you can make them
domesticated,
you mm-hmm. can domesticate them enough, and the zombie that he has. They don't explain the science, which is fine. It's often better.
It is.
But he gets this zombie who he's working with to calm down and almost start to recall his life.
Well, in City of the Dead, they touch on it too.
Yeah.
Well, because they're drawn to the their old former lives. One gas station attendant is kind of. Trying to, and yes, in Day of the Dead, you have the military guy who starts having, I guess you could call it, what, flashbacks?
Well, yep. The scientist hands him a revolver, and he slowly learns to use the revolver again. He gets enough of his fine motor skills back to use the handgun. And there's another scene where he, the scientist salutes him or something, I think, and there's enough reflex memory in the zombie to salute back. It was just a cool sidetrack to the whole zombie genre, really, because so much of the fear, one of the popular theories behind zombies, why we are fascinated by them and why we're scared, quote unquote, they're not really that scary. It's the jump scare that gets you. Is because they're us,
mm-hmm.
and they were once us, and it dehumanizes you, and the thought that there's a reversibility to that, at least a little bit, was an interesting change.
Yeah, no, it works. So there you have it, guys. That is our take on zombies. I don't know what our next topic will be, but I can guarantee it will be
something more lively.
We can do Lively. What is your, in your mind, Livelier?
I'll have to just marinate on that.
And on that note, we'll let you out of here. Don't forget, we're all stories in the end, so make it a good one.